Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology-agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help. And now, we turn it over to your host, Sarah Dokowitz.
Hello and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. This show will help you dial in on what it takes to drive a successful digital transformation, from the high-level strategies to the detail-oriented practices that you may not have otherwise known. In addition, you'll learn about best practices and premier strategies used by industry leaders who have driven millions of dollars in net positive business transformations. In this episode, we'll be discussing the power that business process management has on a digital transformation and an organization's operations overall. My name is Sarah Dokowitz, and I'm your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. Joining me for today's discussion is Dave Beldick, Senior Manager at Third Stage Consulting. He focuses primarily on business processes and operations, and he's here with us today to discuss what it takes to reach operational excellence. Dave and his colleagues at Third Stage have worked with some of the world's leading organizations in their digital transformation journeys. He has guided and coached various companies on optimizing their business process and driving efficiencies within their operations. Hey, Dave. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so great to have you on for the first time as well. So let's talk about this concept of operational excellence. Now, when I think about operational excellence, I think of a company performing at its absolute optimal capacity. And I'm curious, how would you define it? What does an organization that has reached operational excellence look like?
Yeah, well, I guess I kind of think of operational excellence as having that continuous improvement attitude about business process stuff. That notion that when I look at my processes, I want to take out as much of the human intervention as I can. I want to make things as efficient as I can. I look for where I have errors. I just want things to flow. You know, that's kind of the mindset I think when I think about operational excellence.
And every company has its own distinct processes that define its overall operations. So to dial in on these processes, organizations need to undergo both business process mapping and business process management. And to frame our conversation, can you touch on the difference between the two? Like, what is business process mapping versus business process management?
Okay, so business process mapping, I think that's kind of, it's sort of the mapping of what you do or even what you want to do. It's not the how you do it, but it's basically the notion of what you want to do, but it's not actually managing the activities. You go from step A to step B to step C. The business process management is sort of managing and directing that activities, whether you interject workflow or you interject rules that help make the decisions happen automatically, that sort of thing. So the mapping is kind of the overall flow, but I guess I look at the business process management is more of the directing of the activities and kind of helping to streamline them a little bit.
Got it. Makes sense. And how can a new ERP system or even a best of breed system such as a human capital management or customer relationship management system help an organization reach operational excellence?
Yeah. So, I mean, the human capital management, that's a good one because that's one that you hear people talk about a lot because there's a lot of activities that go on that are pretty routine. And that's a good thing about when you're doing business process management. If the activity is routine, it happens a lot, and you want to have very clear rules, you know, in human capital management, of course, you want to treat everybody fairly, right? So you want to treat them all the same. So there's a lot of activities that go on there that you can just automate. In the human capital management space in particular, you get a lot of self-service type stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to put in for vacation. You know, it'll automatically route to the right people. It'll check to make sure I've got hours available and all that stuff. And I get the authorization. All that stuff is easy to manage because the rules are really simple. So anytime you've got a situation like that where the rules are simple and you can make decisions in a intelligent kind of way, that's a great candidate for doing some business process management.
And say an organization is getting ready to undergo a digital transformation. We always talk about how the general line of sight walking into a transformation project needs to be the organization's future state. So in other words, we urge clients to consider the technologies that will support the future state of the business rather than the current state it is in today. And with that said, the question comes to mind of how project mapping and business process management align. If you're mapping out the project with the future state in mind, what role do your current business processes play in determining where you are going?
A lot of what you have to do when you're trying to get, you kind of begin with the end in mind. You really figure out where you want to go and think about the things that you feel like you should be able to automate or ought to be able to improve. And then take a step back and say, what's keeping you from doing that today? Sometimes there's like the project before the project kind of stuff you have to do. Like if I wanted to let's pick an example. If I was going to implement barcoding and stuff like that, if I wanted to have a more automated warehouse and I wanted to have that capability or RFID, that sort of thing, that's technology I've got to put in place before I can utilize it in my ERP system. So a lot of times I might even have to rearrange the warehouse the way it's laid out a little bit. It's sometimes you got to kind of think through how am I going to do this and play out and just kind of lay out what are the projects that have to precede this to kind of get me ready. Another good example is like if I wanted to do something like with invoicing, if I want to do automated invoice processing, obviously if I were trying to read a handwritten invoice and I tried to read that with machine, I'd probably have a coin toss, be a 50-50, success rate there. But if I have typewritten, okay, that's better. I might get to 80%. But if now I've got, what if I was able to come up with invoices that where I expect to see certain values in certain areas of the layout, then that may be I'm up to 95% or so. And of course, if I had a portal, I had an exact field with an exact format and I could validate that coming in automatically, then I can get to 100%. So all of those things along the way, I might be working with vendors, I might be working with customers, I might be having to do some technical stuff. I got to think through how do I get to where I can actually take an input and do something with it. And so that to me, that's the process work you got to do sometimes. You got to lay that foundation before you can take advantage of it.
Yeah, it's so true. And that's something that a lot of the guests talk about on the show too, about having that end in mind and basically reverse engineering, like how to get there. It's so, so important. And many organizations are operating on legacy systems that were implemented years ago. And in some cases, the business could outgrow that technology. So how will a company know when their technology is the element holding them back from reaching operational excellence?
Yeah, good question. I think if you can dream it, kind of get that vision. Again, begin with the end in mind. What's keeping you from getting there? I mean, is it an inherent problem with your system, or is it you haven't laid that groundwork first? Or maybe you need to be working with an outside resource, like the vendors and customers and that sort of thing. What's keeping you from getting there? And if it ends up being a system limitation, then obviously there's your answer. But if it's now, the system's capable, but we just haven't laid the groundwork yet, then that's a different problem. So I think you got to understand what's keeping you from getting there. Keep asking that question. Why can't I automate this? What's it going to take for me to automate it? And if you keep asking that question, you'll find out. Once you start bumping against, it's the system, all right, then maybe you do something. But as long as it's something else, you can kind of work on the things that are preventing you.
And every company strives to reach that operational excellence, but like we were just saying, it's important to drill down on what that actually means and building an understanding of how they can eventually get there. So we're going to take a quick break and talk more with you, Dave. And after the break, we're actually going to dive into the best practices and proven strategies that you can utilize to lead your team to operational excellence.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Welcome back to Digital Stratosphere. I'm Sarah Dugovich, speaking with Dave Beldick from Third Stage Consulting about optimizing business processes to reach operational excellence. So Dave, I wanted to go back to what we were just discussing. And before the break, you touched on the role of a new software that the software can play in operational efficiency. So let's dive a little bit deeper on that. And based on your experience, what are some examples of poor business process management strategies or missteps that held previous clients back from reaching their peak operational performance?
Well, probably one of the biggest mistakes that people make with this kind of activity, and actually just digital transformation in general, is they just try to automate what they've got today without really thinking through, is it good enough? Have we made it bulletproof enough? Have we done enough of the pre-work that you know, we're going to be 99.9% successful when we actually start to do this stuff? And people struggle with that. If they try to automate what they do today without thinking about it, they can fall into a trap of if you got a mess and you automate a mess, you got an automated mess, and that's not going to get you where you want to go.
Yeah, for sure. And are there maybe any examples of like how you have helped businesses like that to make that adjustment, and what the solution was to help them get back on track?
So, I mean, we're working with a client right now. I can't say a lot about it, but they've got some activities that they want to do at delivery of their service. And so there's some data they want to collect in the field and be able to deliver an invoice that reflects all of that activity. So first of all, some of it includes some quality measurements and even some ambient temperatures and conditions and stuff like that. So the first thing is think of, what is it you want to be? I mean, if you could have anything in the world and you know you wanted to have this automated process, what would be the things that you want to have? So we kind of walk through that and say, okay, now does that technology exist? Can you put it in place? Can you do this? So we think through that, and the answer is yes. So now we just got to get it, but I got to get it. Now, I'm not putting it on a piece of stationary equipment. I got to get it in a mobile equipment. So how am I going to do that? So we think through that. And then suddenly now we've kind of talked through all the things, and we realized that I can't implement exactly what I have today, but if I put these things in place, I can get where I want to go. And so now, I mean, they may take 6 months to get those things in place before they can actually take that next step. But that's kind of where they're going now. And they're excited about it because, you know, they kept thinking, I can't do what I want to do. And it's always about taking, you know, like I said, begin with the end in mind, take a big step back and say, what are the barriers to getting where I want to get to? And then get a plan to put that in place. So, yeah, we did that. I think they're on a good path now.
I love that. That's amazing. And anytime a person or an organization sets a goal or starts a new project, they usually have a deadline or a due date that they are striving to hit. And is business process management and this pursuit towards operational excellence a destination that you can reach? So in other words, can you attain it and be done?
Well, you know, we said at the beginning, it's continuous improvement, right? So you're never really done. I think you can have milestones along the way. I think you can, when you lay out that roadmap that says, these are my big ticket items I want to go after, you can have milestones along the way, and you can hit those milestones and keep going. But once you've knocked off the big rocks, there's little rocks beneath it. There's always a little rocks beneath it, right? So it never really ends, I don't think you ever get to the end, but you certainly can still, you know, have milestones along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's like with everything in life, it's a forever ongoing kind of journey with whatever it is that we want to excel at. So I can totally feel that. And I wanted to talk more about the people side of this topic. So we are in a time where technology and business operations are so intertwined that at its core, a digital transformation is a transformation in processes and general operations. And many companies undergo software implementations with the same software vendors. And there are multiple companies that have implemented, for example, SAP, S4, HANA as well. And some of these see success and some of them fail. So the primary differentiator is the people behind the implementation and the way their organization adapts to the new normal. So let's talk about how organizational change management can either act as a catalyst or inhibitor to reaching operational excellence.
Yeah, so of course, in any of these digital transformations, organizational change management is really an important part of the whole process in terms of being successful. I think one thing that you have to be wary about when you start some of these business process management activities, we talk a lot about automating processes. And as soon as some people hear the word automating processes, and I'm trying to take the human part out of it. And, oh, does that mean you're trying to reduce staff? Am I suddenly now in trouble? And can I have to worry about my job now? And so you got to be real clear about what it is you're trying to do. You know, you're not trying to, well, you may be trying to reduce staff, I don't know. But hopefully you're in a growth mode and you're just trying to get more out of your current capability. And you can actually have people go work on the more important activities, you know, the customer facing activities, the stuff that you can automate and make just happen. Do it, make it happen, and then have your people work on higher value stuff. But the key to all that is making sure people understand the why you're doing what you're doing. You got to have that good vision. I mean, this is all good vision, good communication. It's all part of the whole change management strategy. And if you people will come up with their own reasons for why you're doing something if you don't educate them and don't explain it. And usually, you know, it can be very self-serving. It's like, you know, I'm trying to protect my job, you know, kind of stuff. And you know, when you get down into that close to home, I mean, especially in the past year, when you think about what's happened with COVID, I mean, the job protection is, you know, the meter on job protection security is way up there right now. So you have to be real open and honest about what it is you're trying to really accomplish and not let people just kind of scare themselves into thinking, oh, this automation is going to put me out of a job kind of thing.
Yeah, so true. The communication piece is super, super crucial. And what is one best practice that you recommend to your clients undergoing a transformation that helps alleviate organizational change management challenges when it comes to rolling out new processes?
Yeah, well, it does go back to change management. I think it's that clear and compelling vision. What is it? Why are we doing this? What is it we're trying to achieve? And really make it compelling and play the flip side too. What happens if we sit still? What if we do nothing? What's our competition doing? Are we going to be left in the dust? So you got to have, you know, that compelling reason for doing this. There's a little bit of fear factor in there if you sit there and don't do anything. So you got to do something. So you may as well strive to get ahead of the competition. And so come up with it, think through that and really, really go for it. So I think that's one of the key things.
Yeah, definitely. And process governance is another big piece of the puzzle that is many times overlooked. So where does governance stand in the conversation of business process management?
Yeah, I kind of think of governance as, you know, when I think of business process management, I think of the kind of two components of that is, you know, there's an event, there's something that happens or some kind of triggering event or some kind of input that or some kind of condition that comes up. And so that's the what happened. And now there's the decision process. There's now what do I do? Based on when this condition exists in this location, what do I do? What's my next step? To me, that's the governance part. That's the rules. That's my, you know, when I come up with this situation, this is what happens and this is how it should happen. And that's where you want people to focus on is thinking through what are the rules. It's a difference between saying, I'm going to send something to you, you know, in a workflow for your approval versus saying, all right, what are the conditions under which this would automatically get approved? And that now I agree that should pass without me having to intervene. So that's the governance part that I'm talking about. If you can rule base those kind of decisions, that builds governance into the process.
What are some best practices a company can implement around keeping their business processes in check as they come upon new opportunities and challenges?
Anytime you're doing a continuous improvement activity, you're always constantly looking for where am I spending, you know, where's the pain? Where do I have either I got inefficient processes or I've got a lot of errors, things like that. So I think you constantly want to be looking at that, trying to measure things. You may measure things like cycle times, you may measure things like errors, you may, you know, number of hours spent doing certain activities. You know, if you've got some key performance indicators in place looking at this kind of efficiency type stuff, then I think it helps steer the ship. It helps you know where the opportunity is and lets you kind of get a game plan together about what to go after next.
Yeah, that's some great advice. And everything that you've shared with us has been super, super insightful. So I want to really say thank you for that. And if our listeners want to learn more about everything that we've been talking about today, what are some resources that you might suggest for them?
Well, obviously, I mean, I think Third Stage can certainly help with a lot of these activities. I think there's, it's good to have that independent view because that's one of the things, I mean, that I like about Third Stage is we're not pushing a particular vendor or anything like that, but it's the technology and just the idea that there's different horses for courses, right? And so what you're trying to do might require something quite different than what someone else is trying to do, and to have that independent view that's not somebody not trying to push a particular product or something, but kind of more, you know, more of a sounding board that can help, who's heard both sides of the story and seen a lot of different things in a lot of different spaces. I think that's helpful. And that's kind of why I love it. I think it's the best job I've ever had.
Amazing. Thank you. Well, we are out of time for this show, but again, I wanted to thank you so, so much for being here today and for sharing all your insights.
Thank you.
Thanks, David. And I wanted to thank all of you for listening as well. Again, my name is Sarah Dokovic, and we'll see you next time on our next episode of the Digital Stratosphere podcast.
Contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.